Sinchob Dalin Siftes. Ein Oibsim is a Gomel. The Heinish Machiv the Yodu Kolkach Hadshe Machivim Bnei Me'el Ke'elos. These are the four three different animals. So one of the animals they did it to was a camel. So now the fourth feed him, stuff the food into his throat. Well, this is called a Tircha Yaseir, which we learned before. You're not allowed to do for an animal. Le'idosim. What's the dosim? Da'ayinu doidas le'maychel le'grayim le'mokim shen yochel la'zir. He forced the food into his throat to the point that he can't spit it out because he throws mamish into the esophagus. So, Ava Malikin. Malikin is permitted. That is the only force all the way deep down into his throat. He just put into his mouth. Ein ma'amirin is a golem Ava Malikin. To force the food into a point that's going down its throat already, that's awesome. But halotim, that he just put into his mouth to the point that if he wants to spit it out, he can spit it out. The Ramah says the din tanagolim avosim kedin agolim. Different fowls have the same halachas that you're not allowed to force feed them to the point that it goes deep enough into the throat that they won't be able to spit it out. If it's less than that, you can do. Now, the Shemitah discusses a certain animal that keeps that they would force feed them the whole week. They forgot how to eat. The only way they could eat is by forcing it through them. So then he says, you're allowed to have a goy feed them. Put in Tzar Balachayim that we're eating on Shabbos and the poor goose is going hungry. Yeah, but he says that even then you do only once a day. It's enough to keep them happy. And Shemitah says, mashma that if there's no goy, then even the Jew can do it because this is just a tircha, and the Mokum Tzar Balachayim is permitted. It says that it's a recommended thing to do it Ayde Kotten. Whereas you shouldn't do it Ayde Yisrael, even the Mokum Tzar Balachayim. The Shabbat seems to be leaning towards the Tzar, that's also so. Any type of force-feeded geese, one should have a goy to it. If you mutalit in Michael, b'tfi shel tanagol, you gotta put food in the mouth of the chickens, like we said, not force it down the throat, just put it into the mouth. So if you're allocated, a lace near mine, the lame is venus, it's made volume, lay, the lotus near your college, shrevach, your in aliyah. Here's once again part of the sister, that you're not a bit reach for an animal that doesn't need your tirch. So, the case of the bees, even though you have your own private beehive, but the mice and the bees know how to manage to get food themselves. The same about these different types of birds, pigeons that know how to manage by themselves, don't be much of yourself to feed them. And also from the chazir, for them manages to find food also. Mice is another reason. It's not your responsibility to feed it because you're not supposed to have one. It's also to the gather the chazir. So he says, enough gemina is if a guy owes you money and he paid you back with chazir, so you're allowed to take it because that's the only way to get your money back. So if it's by you till you sell it, then you're allowed to feed it on Shabbos also. I will raise them with nay, kind of doyle and me basis. You put in different types of birds that rely on you to be fed, you're allowed to feed them. A dog, even though it's not your dog, the mice, the dogs rely on people to feed them, and therefore are permitted. Even if it's a stray dog, it's also permitted because it's relying on people. If a person has fish in his aquarium, so Shlomo Zalman said that's something that's your responsibility to feed them, it will be permitted. If you have a mice trap and you caught a mouse, it brings from the Chazanish that you're not allowed to feed. You're not planning to keep it, getting rid of it. It's the type of ferocious dog which you're not supposed to own. And once again, you don't have the head to feed on shots. See if you take Mutal Hakal to last Meshi. If you have a silkworm, you're allowed to feed it. Because also, if it doesn't have what to eat, it relies on you to give it to eat. See if you give Ma'amid Odom Bemdal Gabe Yasav Mukul Bodom Lechashin Hashem Yitlash Mehem. You're allowed to put your animal on the grass, other type of vegetation, even though you would, in the weekday, rip out that grass and feed it to the animal, but on Shabbos, we're not concerned you're going to do that. But if it's branches and things that were cut before Shabbos, so it's not the right to pick them, it's only the muksa, since it's an issue through a cow, that shouldn't have eaten those, you never be a damn concern that you will pick up and feed it to the muksa. So here's the case, the muksa is more chomer than the chulba bekaka, because it's more shash, and you're going to be over there, the muksa, and you'll be over the iser of even by muksa, the only issue is to put your animal directly on the mukta, but if you're not putting it on the mukta, you're just directing it towards the mukta, and then it goes by itself to the mukta, then it's alright. Now you could ask a question, one second, when the tzuha, and she's the answer. How about having animals to work on Shabbos? How are you allowed to let it eat from the ground? It's picking, doing lach of kaisa. The answer is, the isa of malecha, of an animal on Shabbos learned that from Laman Yanuach, he should rest. It's something which is pleasant for him, even though it's technically a malecha, just for him to work for you, and not for his own pleasure. That's a problem. So if you doubt a noit le ma'achel mifnei chamov, noit mifnei shor, that takes food from a donkey and give it to the ox, but the ox will eat it. Avle hei loit mifnei shor, mifnei chamov, mifnei shenimas, v'ili ha'shor, v'en roi oi lechamor. Chamov will never eat leftovers from a shor, because it has a saliva on it, and disgusts the chamor. Very much, it says Ramo, very much, mirim gamken, shamin is behemoth, the katan is le'echad, 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 she'en amina. In this time, we used to have that one animal would eat the leftovers of another animal, so you ought to take leftovers from one animal to the next. The only one that's a problem is from an ox to a donkey.